with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Nike is taking heat for its new ad campaign.
On Monday, it was revealed that Colin Kaepernick, the controversial NFL quarterback who's been out of the league since March of 2017, is going to be one of the faces of their new revitalized Just Do It campaign. And naturally, that has drawn some pretty strong reactions.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Beaton. But first, here are some top stories. Nomination hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh got off to a raucous start on Tuesday, with Democrats seeking to halt the proceedings and protesters shouting over Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, I therefore move to adjourn this hearing.
Okay.
Democrats, including New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, said lawmakers hadn't been given enough time to review Kavanaugh's record and had only received a fraction of the documents they'd requested from the nominee's time in the White House.
You, sir, have labeled committee confidential. It should be transparent. This committee, sir, is a violation of even the values I've heard you talk about time and time again, the ideals that we should have. What is the rush? What are we trying to hide by not having the documents out front?
Grassley said the hearings would proceed. The first day is reserved for senators to lay out their positions, with Kavanaugh facing questioning thereafter. For live coverage, head to WSJ.com. Arizona's governor has picked former Senator John Kyle to replace the late Senator John McCain. Kyle served in the Senate from 1995 to 2013. A longtime member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Kyle has also been guiding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to meetings with senators who will vote on his nomination. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has announced he won't seek a third term. The announcement marks a reversal for Emanuel, who raised a substantial campaign war chest. Chicago saw a building boom under his tenure, as well as an increase in violent crime. Emanuel served as White House Chief of Staff under President Obama. Most major U.S. automakers reported sales increases in August, thanks in part to Labor Day discounts. The trend toward sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks continued. Overall, year-over-year sales will benefit from weak sales last August, when hundreds of dealerships were forced to close because of Hurricane Harvey. Analysts say they expect sales to cool in the coming months due to rising interest rates and prices, as well as the threat of tariffs on automotive imports. Amazon has become the second company after Apple to hit $1 trillion in market value. Amazon added more than $435 billion to the company's valuation this year. That's roughly the size of Walmart, Costco, and Target combined. It's also another sign of the dominance of tech stocks. Apple hit $1 trillion on August 2nd. Still to come, Nike's new ad campaign featuring quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Nike's new Just Do It campaign is getting a lot of attention for the company's choice to feature polarizing NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who has led protests during the national anthem. Joining us now in our studio to talk about the new campaign and the response it's getting is Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Beaton. So, Andrew, Kaepernick on Monday tweeted a black and white photo of his face with the words, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." That included the hashtag, which is Nike's slogan, Just Do It. What do we know about the campaign with Nike and what it will look like?
Well, the Just Do It campaign has been around for a long time. In fact, this fall, it's celebrating its 30th anniversary. And the image that Kaepernick tweeted shows that he's going to be one of the faces of this 30th anniversary campaign. And naturally, that is going to be a big deal for a lot of people. There's a lot of people who see him as an activist who's helping draw attention to important social issues. There's other people, including from President Donald Trump to some NFL fans, that think the player protests during the national anthem to draw attention to these issues has been unpatriotic. So it is definitely a bold move by Nike that carries some risk, some potential reward to feature him in this campaign.
Right. And to that point, companies are increasingly facing pressure to take a stand on socially and politically divisive issues. Is Nike's choice to feature Kaepernick being seen in that light as taking a stand here?
I think definitely people are seeing that way, judging by some reactions on social media by other athletes. You know, there's people who are saying this is great. This is incredible way for a big company to take a stand behind a player who has been, in the views of many, held out of the league because of his political views. He's filed a grievance against the NFL saying as much. On the other hand, there's been perhaps even more negative reaction from people who say that Kaepernick represents something that they don't like because they saw the kneeling during the national anthem as unpatriotic. So there's people who are talking about that they're never going to buy Nike gear again. You're seeing that the stock's fallen a few points. So there's definitely strong reactions, and that's a difficult thing for companies to face. Whether you saw when Papa John's during the NFL season last year criticized the NFL over the national anthem issue, then they started to face issues. So it's really a tight balance that these companies face, that sometimes they want to weigh in and do what they think is right according to whatever code they believe in, which varies by company. But it's also a balance where they know that they could be facing backlash because not everyone has the same value set or interprets the issues the same way.
And there is certainly already a lot of backlash, especially on social media, with some people burning or destroying sneakers or clothing. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so I think those are the big things. You know, people feel passionately about these issues, and they feel passionately enough that they really want to make a big show of it sometimes. So we're seeing people who are burning Nike gear, cutting the logos off socks. We're seeing people who are defacing it in other ways that you never thought of doing to a piece of clothing before. But the point is that people feel really passionately about this. And for everybody who strongly supports it, there's somebody who's coming out there with a really negative reaction to it, too.
And these protests certainly have been a divisive issue. A recent Wall Street Journal NBC News poll actually found declining viewership of NFL games in part due to the nature of the player protests. How do you see that playing out for the upcoming season, which starts on Thursday?
Well, the season begins on Thursday, and the league still doesn't have clarity on what exactly the policy will be for this season. But one thing that the Wall Street Journal NBC News poll showed was that the player protests are not especially popular. More people found the protests to be not appropriate than did appropriate. And while the poll did not directly ask whether or not fans have stopped watching because of the protests, it's easy to draw some connections. We've seen that some of the huge drops in people who closely follow the NFL versus, say, 4 years ago in 2014 have been among Republicans. And those same people are also the people who strongly feel that the player protests are not appropriate. So what we have there is we don't know 100% for sure that's the reason. And we know that television ratings across the board in broadcast television have been falling. So the NFL is not unique in that regard. But we do know from those numbers that it is an issue with the people who have been increasingly tuning out the NFL.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Beaton joining us in our studio to talk about Nike's latest campaign featuring quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.